Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're rolling. What are we talking about today?
Right. I'm going to surprise you and throw you under the bus.
All right.
Welcome
Let's do it.
To the Maximus Podcast with your hosts, Joseph Bula and Bobby Maximus. We're sponsored by ourselves. Go to themaximuspodcast.com. Click on the little drop-down menu. I think the industry nerds call it a hamburger, but you know what it looks like. Click on it. Click join now. $24.99 a month or $199 for the year. You'll have access to the Maximus Podcast group. It's called the Inner Circle. You'll have access to Joe and I, private messages, advice. It's like having a personal trainer in your corner, not just any personal trainer, two of the best damn trainers on the planet. You also have access to all kinds of people who are already part of the group, who help each other and support a nurturing, fostering, loving, like-minded community. You get videos, full workout plans, daily workouts, all kinds of stuff. So don't hesitate. Maybe you should shut this podcast off and go join now and then come and listen to it later. So you can support us and support yourself by joining that. And Joe,
yeah,
I don't know if you're going to be on board with today's topic, but I have something I really want to talk about. You might want to stay out of this one because I'm probably going to hurt some feelings.
All right. What are we talking about?
I want to put the guilt and shame back into Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know what? I think you caught me in the right mood for this. Let's go ahead.
I'll tell you why. I'm seeing a lot of posts where people are like, no, just eat that cookie and don't feel guilty. You don't have to do 1,000 burpees to pay for your Thanksgiving dinner. And food's not about guilt and feeling bad and blah, 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 blah. And listen, I can see the one side of it where if you are going to eat something bad, I get it. Don't feel guilty about it. Make your decision and live with it. You know what I'm saying? In some ways, what's worse, the cookie you eat or the week of guilt you spend beating yourself up over the cookie? Like, I don't want that kind of cortisol in my system. Our good friend Ashley Borden says this shit goes right to your stomach. And I don't want that. Would you agree with that?
I understand the concept behind it, but like I don't like it. It misses the target to me. It really misses the target to me. It's like, you know, if you're gonna eat a cookie, have a cookie, but you don't have to feel bad about it. And it's kind of like saying, I'm giving you permission to be okay with yourself, knowing that you really screwed up. Yep. It's like, it's still really screwing up. Like, if you don't feel bad about it, it should be because you're an adult freaking human being and you're capable of making your own decisions. And you're not controlled by the cookie. The choice is yours. You know, you got a pumpkin pie sitting in front of you at the dinner table, Thanksgiving day. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to eat me a pumpkin pie. You are a grown adult. You decide to eat that pumpkin pie, eat that pumpkin pie. You don't have to feel bad about it later because you made a decision.
Yeah, so we're on the same page with that. There's actually, I'm going to read you the quote I read today. Actually, no, you don't need to do 1,085 burpees to earn a piece of your favorite holiday dessert. You don't need to punish yourself for eating or enjoying food ever. And so, again, I'm kind of on that side of it. But then I got to thinking, Joe, I think people need some guilt and shame and some bad feelings.
Well, I think if we stop, you know, smoothing over the bad feelings, I think it can actually help people's behavior. You know, we've talked about this before, something like doing steroids. Now, neither one of us are fans of steroids. Nope. It's not who we are. It's not what we do. If somebody does steroids, I don't think they're a bad person for doing steroids. It just might be part of what they're trying to build with their lives. The thing is, why do they hide it?
Yeah, because it's humiliating. Just because
it's humiliating. Own it. Make a decision. To me, it's no different than saying I had a pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving. Yep. It's like, yeah, I had a pumpkin pie. What? I'm an adult. I can do those things. I can wake up. But I don't know if you know this, Bobby. You can get up early in the morning and have ice cream first thing in the day if you want to, because you're a friggin' adult and you can make that decision. You know what I mean? It's like you don't have to, like, your own sense of guilt should maybe direct you. You don't have to be a slave to it, though.
Yeah. So here's where I'm at with the guilt and shame, Joe. I think some people need some guilt and shame because they're really shitty at accomplishing their goals.
Yeah.
And the way society has set this up, you're not allowed to fat shame. You're not allowed to put people down for failure. You're not allowed to criticize people. But that doesn't help people all the time. So I'll tell you a story I had with a person in my gym. He was comparing himself to me. Well, why do you get to eat this? And I kept trying to be nice about it. But what I really wanted to say and what I ended up saying was, because I look like this and you look like that.
Yeah.
His response was, ouch. But it's true. I've worked out for 26 years. I haven't missed a workout ever. I follow a diet. If I say I will not have a drink of alcohol for the next 3 months, I won't have a drink of alcohol for the next 3 months. Remember I told you that when I got ready for the movie, I was going to not drink anymore?
Yeah.
It's not like I drank a lot. I maybe have one drink a night, maybe one every 2 nights. It's not like I drank a lot. But I said, I'm going to cut this out so I look my best for this movie. Mm-hmm. And I will not have another drink till I'm done filming. Guess how many drinks I have had since I told you that?
I'm going to guess none.
None. I've made my decision and I live with it. So if I choose to have a piece of pizza, it's a very conscious choice. And it's coming from somebody who looks the way they want to look, feels the way they want to feel, performs the way they want to perform. I get the cookie at Thanksgiving, and you're right. I shouldn't feel guilty about it, and I don't have to earn it. Shit, I've been earning that for 26 years. But if you're 30 pounds overweight and you're unhappy with yourself and you are not achieving your goals, you don't get to just enjoy yourself.
Well, let's draw a parallel here. So instead of, you know, physical health, which I think is very emotional for people, you know, they do feel shame and guilt about where they're at with things. Let's just talk about finances. So if you're a guy who's got $30,000 in debt and you're getting upset because some billionaire bought a Lamborghini, it's like, well, why do you get the Lamborghini? It's like, because I have $1 billion and you don't.
Yep.
Like that can come across pretty harsh, but it's also the reality. Guy says, well, don't you feel like that's a waste of money? Can't you buy a more reasonable car? And the billionaire could be like, I have 7 more reasonable cars. I also donated $150 million to charity last year. Like, where do you draw that line? It's like when you're across the line, when you're the billionaire, like you get to make different decisions than if you're a dude who's having a hard time with their finances. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong or it's fair or it's unfair. It's just a reality. So if you're walking around jacked, lean, super fit, capable of doing all kinds of things, you make different decisions than somebody who's so far removed from that.
And that's where the guilt comes into me, because it's like the world has made it a very negative thing to feel feelings like guilt or shame. When in actuality, I think you should feel those things. If you set a goal for yourself and you failed because of lack of self-control, you should feel guilty. And there are so many accommodations made for people's failure. I'm getting kind of tired of it. Like if you're 30 pounds overweight and you, and here's the key, Joe, for me, you vocalize your goals as wanting to lose weight. If you're happy with yourself, the person I was talking to, we actually kind of came to an understanding. And I said to him, you either adjust your goal downward and be happy with the work you're putting in, mm-hmm. or you keep your goal the same and adjust your work upward. One of the two. because you're living in a position right now where you're miserable because you're not following through on your goals.
Yeah.
I don't care. But for you, you need to make a decision. But again, we live in this world where, oh, it's okay to do whatever you want. It's okay to fail. It's okay to not achieve your goals. I think that sets people up for a really negative life because people aren't going to feel bad, and they should if they have a goal and they can't follow through.
Well, I think you get used to like oppressing those negative emotions. They're there for a reason.
Yep.
You know, they are telling you something, and I don't think you should just automatically, you know, oppress that down and bottle that up and pretend like, oh, I don't need to feel guilty. This is, you know, I'm okay. You're okay. We're okay. Like, no. I'm not about that. Like, I'm not okay. I'm trying to change who and what I am. Right. Like, that's the idea. I was 265 pounds and I was not healthy. It is not okay for me to just come to terms with that.
Nope.
Unless like I was just planning an early death, I guess. You know what I mean? Like my goal and my reality were not in alignment, and I had to change my reality to be in line with who and what I wanted to be. I didn't want to be a guy who was, you know, 300 pounds dying of heart disease at an early age. I had to make a change. And if I felt okay with where I was, I mean, that's kind of morbid. It's just kind of like, oh, you're just going to die. Don't worry about it. Death is okay.
Yeah.
Like, no, I want to be around for my grandkids. Let's do this. Like, let's make a change. And then those feelings of shame, you have to learn to manage them. You know, you can't let them dominate your life or negatively impact your self-image. You have to be able to grow from that stuff. But I don't know. And maybe this is me having worked in live TV, you know, having been a prison guard. You do develop kind of a thick skin doing that stuff, where it's like, I'm not so interested in how I feel about the situation as how I react to the situation that's important to me. So if I screw up and I feel guilty, it's like, well, what behavior do I need to change to address this? You know, I'm not obsessing over my guilt. I don't go, you know, hide in a dark room and cry myself to sleep. Yeah. It's like it has to spring action, but that action doesn't come out of nowhere. It comes out of recognizing where you screwed up. And that's what that feeling is.
Well, and I think that overall, people need a much better direction with this. I'm going to fast forward to tomorrow night, Thanksgiving, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe you should lay off the damn pie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should lay off the gravy. Maybe you should lay off mashed potatoes. Just because it's Thanksgiving doesn't give you carte blanche to just fuck off all your goals.
Yeah.
To me, that's like saying, well, I was out of town, so it was okay that I cheated on my wife.
that's a good one.
Right? Like, no, it's not okay. Like, it's not, like, you know, and the other thing is then I hear I just want one day a year that I can enjoy myself. Motherfucker, you look like you've enjoyed yourself the last 365.
Well, and there's like, something to that too of like, okay, if your goal is to be the kind of person that you want to be, you've got this ideal in your head, you know, I'm a lean, mean fighting machine. I work out all the time. I eat right. You know what I mean? Like that's all part of the package, because you can't have a goal that says something like, you know, I've got the build of a Hollywood actor, like a Ryan Reynolds physique, but on like a, you know, Chick-fil-A diet. Like you, yep. those don't work together. Like you can't have both. If you want to look a certain way, you have to be a certain way, you know?
Yep.
And why do you think that it's okay to not do that for a day? Like, why is that somehow relaxing?
You know, Joe, it comes back to this person I was talking to in the gym. Well, I ate healthy for 3 days straight.
How about this? What, state your goal. Well, I want to be healthy and happy for the rest of my life. Great. You go out and you eat a box of rat poison. Why? Well, I just need to let my hair down. Like, what's the, like, yeah. How does that even fit? Like, that has nothing to do with where you're going. How is that? A step in the right direction, B, healthy for you. Like, it's not right to do that. You got to recognize.
I hit him with, my marriage is going really good. Like, I was super faithful for like 3 months. So I went and banged another girl. What? Like, really? Like, yeah, that sounds ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And then he's like, well, you know, and I'm like, what did you eat? He's like, Chick-fil-A. Okay, so you didn't even cheat with something good.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't even telling you I got to sleep with Rihanna or Kim Kardashian. Like, I went to the 7-Eleven and there was a homeless woman in the parking lot. There was 100 people. I got me some of that. Because that's what Chick-fil-A is. It's not like, I would understand, Joe.
I want to rewind a little bit. So you're saying in the pantheon of food, Chick-fil-A is the 100-pound overweight homeless woman in the gas station parking lot. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So I can. Here's my thing. I can get behind.
These are our official rankings, folks. Just
yeah. I can get behind cheating, right? Not cheating on your spouse. Here's the deal, Joe. We've had some pretty damn good chefs on this podcast. You had Kat Cora, who's become a friend, David Rose, right?
Yeah.
Good friends of Viet Pham. If one of them comes over and makes Thanksgiving dinner, I'll eat everything they make because you're getting world-class food.
Yeah.
But let's face it. Your mom's turkey's not that good. It's probably fucking dry and overcooked. It doesn't taste that great. Like, you're probably not having some meal on Thanksgiving that's going to change your life. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's the thing when people are like, oh, I had a cheat because, you know, they brought donuts into work. And it's like, okay, I mean, donuts are good, I guess. But, like, they ain't that good. Like, it ain't so good that I'm just going to be like, oh, I have to drop everything I ever believed in. But that's what I said earlier. Like, you don't want to be controlled by these things. You know, you don't want that pumpkin pie telling you what to do. You need to be an adult about this. You're not 3 years old and survive by begging for treats. You know, nobody is there is going to slap that out of your hand and tell you no. And believe me, I guarantee you've heard this one, Dottie. I just need you to follow me around and make sure I don't do anything stupid on my diet.
Yep.
Slap those donuts out of my hand. And it's like, that's what you want me to be your dad and to like feed you and like make you exercise. Like, you don't want to make decisions for yourself is what that says. You don't want any form of self-control.
So you brought up the donuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I literally just Googled best pastry chef in the world. So here's some people. They've won all kinds of awards, right? If one of these people wants to make me a donut or some pastry, I will eat it, Joe, because it'll be that damn good.
Mm-hmm.
But like a donut from the half price stale aisle. Again, back to
if you're standing there at 6% body fat, having just won the CrossFit Games, sure, donuts are great, man. Have a donut. You know, if you haven't had, like, if you've been 99% on top of your nutrition for the past 3 weeks and you're just like, yeah, I kind of want a donut. Guess what? You could probably get away with having a friggin' donut.
Yep.
But if you're like, well, it's a day that ends in Y, I better have a donut. You know what I mean? Like, no, you don't have to have the donut just because they're there. They ain't that freaking good. But again, if Viet comes in and says, hey, I found the world's best donut recipe, you guys got to try this, I'm probably going to try it because it's going to be that good.
Yep. So here's,
I mean, that's a different thing. That's kind of like, I need to know what a really good, you know, donut tastes like, you know?
Here's my other example of that. Are you doing a dinner for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Is someone making a homemade pumpkin pie or picking one up from like the gas station or the grocery
store? The gas station. That's just, oh, that kind of turned my stomach for a second. I'm just picturing that the hot dogs on the rollers and then like a hot slice of pumpkin pie.
I understand though, because not a lot of people make homemade stuff anymore, right? Like
we are getting it from a local grocery store. They do a really good job.
But my point here, Joe, is if you're getting something from a local grocery store, it's not going to be a life changing meal.
Yeah, probably. You
know,
yeah.
Oh, and back to the original point. Well, it's one night a year, but you did the same thing on Monday.
Yeah.
You did the same thing on Sunday. You did the same thing on Saturday. You did the same thing on Friday. Like, it's not one day a year. You're behaving like this 300 days a year, and you wonder why you have a problem.
Yeah. Well, again, you've made yourself, you know, inoculated against any sense of shame or guilt.
And that's where, That's where I say that maybe you should earn it, and maybe not for one meal, but overall you should earn it and you should hold yourself accountable. This isn't for me. This is for you to be happier, because you're the one that's going to feel the pain of not achieving your goals.
Well, you know, I think about this thing of like, you know, oh, if you're going to have that, you need to do 3,000 burpees, right? And it's like, so the cost of having this meal, let's just say, is 3,000 burpees. So people will do an extra 3,000 burpees so that they can have this meal. But they won't just do the 3,000 burpees for themselves. You know what I mean? It's like if you're willing to do that amount of work, why aren't you doing that amount of work every day?
Yep.
Imagine what would happen if you did that amount of work and then didn't ruin it with a terrible meal immediately afterwards. Like, holy crap. If you did 3,000 burpees a day for a month, I would be friggin' impressed with you. Like, good Lord. And you would be in pretty dang good shape. You'd probably be pretty beat up from that. But you'd be mentally tough as hell. Like, holy cow. But people will do that for a crummy meal, for one cheap meal, but they won't do it for the damn selves.
No, just do it every day. But make your thoughts and your words consistent with your actions to just be happy.
I mean, if there was a theme that find a way to put this on a t-shirt, because it sums up this whole, not just this episode, but this whole show that we put together, is words and actions together. If you say you want one thing, then you should behave towards that thing. You shouldn't be doing one thing and saying another.
I have a funny story about this. One of my old police partners asked me in the cruiser once, why are you friends with me? I said, mm-hmm. What do you mean? He goes, well, we're kind of opposite people. Like, your whole life revolves around working out, eating healthy. Like, you work out 6 hours a day. I don't work out at all. Like, why are we friends? And I said, honestly, it's because you never complain about it and you're happy with yourself. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what do you mean? Like, you don't waste my time asking me asinine exercise questions and don't follow my advice. Yeah. You don't complain when you eat something bad. You don't cry about being overweight and then not do anything about it. Like, you're secure and happy. So we can enjoy talking about English literature. We can enjoy talking about sports. We can enjoy talking about politics, and all this other nonsense and bullshit doesn't come into it. Mm-hmm. You're happy with yourself. So I'm happy with you versus my friend who asks me questions every day about training, every day about diet, and then doesn't follow through or complains constantly about something they're not willing to do anything about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I was even ruthless. You remember Taekwondo Nationals when it was in Minnesota?
Yep.
Beans won a couple of matches and lost one, and he left in tears. Dad, I didn't win, blah, 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 blah. And I just said, you don't get to cry. Why not, Dad? Because you didn't go to practice enough. When you start going to practice every day, because I don't make him go to practice, Joe. Mm-hmm. If he tells me he doesn't want to go, I don't force him to go. Like, I want him to learn on his own. And it's not my job to be his dad. What? Can't wait. That's it is my job to be his dad.
Yeah. You're not doing him any favors by forcing him unwilling, is it?
Yeah.
It needs to be his choice. I agree.
But at the same token, you don't get to cry if you didn't do anything and everything in your power to win.
Yeah.
So if you want to show up two or three times a week, then this is going to be a fun exercise and you don't get to cry. If you go twice a day, every day, and I wake up in the middle of the night and you're practicing your forms in your room in the dark, well then, yeah, you can cry your little eyes out when you lose.
Yeah.
That's just how I was raised. So if you start complaining about stuff you're not willing to do anything about, like why are you wasting my time with this? There are so many things I'd rather talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's why I want to say bring the guilt and shame back to Thanksgiving, because I think people just need to hold themselves accountable. And it's not out of being mean. I just want people to be happier.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be, if they live in this pretend world where they see influencers posting, oh, it's okay to eat whatever you want. Fuck no, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, for the person that worked hard for the 30 previous days, for the person that worked hard all year, sure, let loose. But for the other people, no, you don't get to do that, Joe.
I got to put a picture up of me just like stuffing my face with turkey and pumpkin pie, tears streaming down, and the caption will be, "It's okay. Bobby Maximus said I didn't have to feel guilty." Yeah, Bobby said it.
Fucking hell. But that where I am at. You know what I mean?
No, I'm with you. I feelings are tough. I get it. You know, and they're not rational. And I do think that they're valid. And I don't think that you should just get used to bottling them up or ignoring them.
Nope.
And I think if you're willing to open yourself up and say, yeah, you know what? I ate like an asshole. I probably shouldn't be too proud of that. At least you're heading the right direction. You know, or like I said, just accept that you just don't want it that bad. It's not that important to you that you're willing to take a day off from pursuing your goals.
And for all the haters that are going to come out of nowhere, Bobby, you're a jerk. You're a fat shamer. You're blah, 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 blah. I'm not saying you have to be fit. Just own it. Like, don't complain about not being fit if you're not going to do anything about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't complain. Like, you know, someone said the other day, it was actually super good. Bradley, the guy who owns the company that did my Maximus Mindset course.
Yeah.
Lightspeed. Yep. He did a video on haters. And he said that you calling him narcissistic or arrogant was actually a compliment. I was like, what does he mean by that? He went on to explain, no one calls a person who's down on their luck or out of it or not successful narcissistic or arrogant. You don't walk by a guy you feel sorry for and that guy's so full of himself. I want to knock his shiny white teeth out. You only say that about people that are super successful. True or false?
Yeah.
Right? He's like, so fuck, you hate me. Great. But he's like, hate me because I do the work you're not willing to. Don't hate me because I'm successful.
Yeah.
And it's true. So that's like what I want people to understand is like, if you're not where you are, it's because you're just not doing the work and you don't get to make accommodations. You don't get to make excuses. You don't get to just cheat with the girl in the parking lot at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
You can't control your stuff around.
I'm going to be keeping an eye on you. But the next time we're together, we're going to be walking down the street. What is the gas station across the street from the Maximus gym there?
You know what it reminds me of?
You back. So,
the funny thing is you think this is like a funny thing and you're laughing, right? But there is a real world precedent that has been set. So let me remind everyone, and Joe, you're old enough to remember this. I want you guys to Google Hugh Grant and Elizabeth Hurley. Mm-hmm. Remember her?
Remember. Yeah, yeah.
I think she was at one time universally regarded as the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Without a doubt, yeah.
And Hugh Grant cheated on her with a woman named Divine Brown. I want you guys to Google Divine Brown and Google Elizabeth Hurley. And you look at, he was roaming the gas station, Joe. No offense if you're listening, Divine. If you're a big Maximus podcast listener, I apologize. But you know what I'm saying? Really? Joe, this is what people do all the time. Like, I'm shocked. I'm waiting for the day when someone tells me they cheated and it was good. Right? Hey, Joe, how you feeling today? Terrible, man. I cheated on my diet. What did you do? Man, I took a private jet to Tuscany and I ate this homemade spaghetti that monks harvested from the coast of the Adriatic Sea. Okay, cool. I get it. How'd that taste? I'm happy with that, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not how the conversation, have you ever had somebody say they cheated on something worth it? For me, I'm like, so what did you do when you cheated on your diet? Man, I couldn't stop eating Doritos. Okay. I couldn't stop eating the kids' hot dogs. Okay. I ate a bag of Goldfish and drank a warm can of Coke.
Oh, the classy stuff.
Like, it reminds me more and more, and hopefully Byron's listening, of this DeAndre Hopkins trade. Yeah, we traded the best wide receiver in the league. For what? a half-eaten bag of Cool Ranch Doritos that we found under the passenger seat. What the fuck is going on? Have you ever had someone tell you they cheated on their diet and it just turned out to be some epic, delicious meal? It never is. It's garbage.
Well, I gotta say, anytime I think you or I have quote unquote fallen off the wagon, like during a cut or whatever, if there was something that wasn't, you know, technically allowed, there was usually a picture sent of like, look at this pizza that I had.
Like I had to do it, right?
I remember during my first transformation, I sent you a picture. It was called the Maximus Pizza. And I was out meeting a friend of mine. And we were at this little pizza joint and I saw it on the menu and I was like, holy crap. Like I cannot pass that up. Snapped a picture of it, sent it to you. I'm like, not technically on the diet, but check this out. And it's like, holy crap. Next time I'm in town, I'm having that. Like, yeah, you need to, like, it's that good. Like that. I totally understand. If I'm talking to a client of mine and they're like, I kind of cheated on the diet over the weekend. I'll say, oh, what did you have? And they're like, well, you know, we went out to this, you know, 5-star restaurant. And, you know, I got the ribeye and it was, oh my God, it was the best ribeye I ever had. And had a, you know, glass of scotch with it. And then, you know, we had dessert. It was this like, you know, apple raspberry tart. And it was amazing. Like, fuck, I would have cheated too.
Yep.
And like you said earlier, it's like, oh yeah, you know, I was walking down the street and, you know, Rihanna threw herself at me, you know, tackled me into the alleyway and we made sweet, sweet love. Like, okay, sure. I can understand, you know, but like you said, if it's like some filthy crack whore grab you. Like,
yeah. Oh, really, Joe? You couldn't
maybe make an effort. Yeah.
You know, it's like booze, right? Because the example I give to the person I was talking to was this year. You told me you weren't going to drink, Joe. Mm-hmm. So you call me up. Man, Rob, I had a drink. I couldn't help it. What did you have? Man, I had some Jose Cuervo, or I had some Jim Beam, or I had like Smirnoff vodka. Cool, Joe. Like, what, you want to fuck off on your diet? Now, if you told me I had 300-year-old aged bourbon that was aged in some gold hickory fucking oak thing from the mountains of, okay, great, Joe. I hope you drank the whole thing. You know what I mean? What's the scotch everyone talks about? It's like hundreds of dollars a shot. Is it McCallum's?
No, I mean, any of them get to that level. Yeah, every decent distillery has like, you know, a bottle of something that costs a grand.
You get what I talk about, right? Like, yeah. If you get a shot of that, you can cheat. But like, don't go to the bottom shelf at the liquor store.
No.
And people just can't help it, Joe. So listen, you're out there, you're thinking you get to celebrate for Thanksgiving, you better evaluate your goals. Mm-hmm. Have you earned it? And by the way, you should feel shame if you can't follow through on your goals. Failure is a good way to learn. And those feelings, I think, can help you. They're not meant to be scared of. We're not here to make everyone feel good. I told Beans once, Beans told me he could be anything he wanted to be. I showed him a picture of a dude working the fry line at McDonald's. And I said, hey, Beans, not everybody gets to be an astronaut. What do you mean, Dad? Listen, you might need to work hard.
Mm-hmm.
And no judgment on anybody working anywhere. Like, you want stuff, you might have to work for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you might have to do some things you don't want to do until you can get to do the stuff that you really do.
You know,
so you got to take those steps. You got to do what you have to do.
And one more thing. You come over tomorrow night for Thanksgiving. You're going to fly from Minnesota. You're going to risk the COVID or whatever it is. And I have done a slow grilled hickory infused turkey on my Traeger.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done a prime rib injected with butter and like the whole deal. Are you really going to be sacrificing anything?
No.
I don't think at that point you're going to be like, hey, Bobby, do you have some Wonder Bread? Do you have some of that fucking pie from Kroger? Do you have boxed mashed potatoes? Do you have cranberries from a can? Like, this is what people cheat with.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can go, and if you do a turkey the right way, you can enjoy just a turkey, and it's delicious, or just your prime rib. So that's where I'm at, Joe.
I'm with you.
All right, my man. Well, it is always fun. You guys go to themaximuspodcast.com, click the drop down, join, give us your money. make yourself better people. And yeah, we look forward to hearing all those feelings of guilt and shame for Thanksgiving. I'm excited about it.